listeners and followers from all over the world, I hope by now. This is my 8th episode of Developing Your A-Game with me, your host, Beverly Amaka, or both. And today I have on a very special guest. Her name is Denise Baka, and she's like my sister. She's my sister. And she's calling in all the way from the UK. So we're very happy to have you on today, sharing with us. So welcome, Denise. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Amaka. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yes, so am I. So am I. It's just been amazing how everything has just sort of... I have lots and lots of questions I want to ask you.
Amazing.
So just to get into it. So Denise, I met Denise, when we were teenagers, pretty much, I think. Mm-hmm.
Young adults.
Young adults. And we just bonded, we clicked, we just had lots of things in common, but most especially attitude to life, that caring, being giving. I think I'm a bit more troublesome than Denise, to be honest. Denise is a very understanding, empathic person. I think I've had to learn over the years, so I've learned so much from her already as it is. And now she's evolved a lot. She's evolved and now she's become a spiritual life coach, which is just amazing. So she's going to be sharing with us her journey, how she impacts people, how she's continuously evolving. So take it away, Denise. Like, tell us, what exactly does a spiritual life coach do? Is it as it says on the tin, a spiritual life coach, and it's about spiritual matters? Like, what is it exactly?
So with a spiritual life coach, it is essentially a life coach, but with the spiritual elements. So I coach women how to connect with the divine feminine energy and to unleash their inner goddess. Now, if we broke that down into what we call layman terms, it is basically helping women understand themselves and to bring out their confidence in every area of their life.
I love that. That is impactful. That sounds powerful.
Absolutely.
That sounds so powerful.
Absolutely. Nice. And I've been doing that type of thing, helping women, for many years. As you probably know, once I start my journey, you can start connecting the dots. How I call my my journey is like a mosaic piece, and now it's just all fits together and it looks so beautiful. So that's where I am.
Lovely. Now, you say you help women bring out their inner confidence, tap into the inner divine feminine. For some people, this might be the first time they've ever heard this expression. They might be thinking, wow, what's that? It just sounds so out there. What is the divine feminine? What is that?
So first and foremost, there is feminine energy and there's masculine energy. Okay. Mm. They have nothing to do with gender, male and female. You just tap into both because it's an energy. So I'm sure everyone understands energies. We all feel it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But typically people will have a dominant energy. Okay. My dominant energy is a feminine energy. And what is a feminine energy? So it is very it's like mothering, it's nurturing, it's kindness, it's unconditional love, understanding. I'm not saying you have to have every single one to have feminine energy, but these are things. It's when you think of femininity, it's flowing, it's creativity, intuitiveness, sensitivity. This is those words of a feminine, and that's the energy. We bring laughter, fun.
To be attributed to either male or female people. It doesn't have to be like... Okay, because some people might say, well, are we not boxing women into that nurturing role? Is this not all 1950s and whatnot? But what you're saying is that actually it's just the description of the energy. It doesn't mean that it is necessarily assigned to
Exactly.
the female. Okay,
Exactly.
I get
Because
that.
there's men out
I
there
get
who
that. These are
have, yes, the
attributes.
attributes. There are men out there who have the nurturing and the tenderness
Oh,
and
yeah.
all those
Oh, yes.
wonderful, even the masculine energy, there's all these wonderful areas. And but before anyone comes for me, it is typically known.
No one's coming for you here. We're allowed to
We've
speak
got safe
freely
space.
and express. Safe space, safe
That
space. Yeah.
as women, we are the nurturers, you know, if and especially if we have had children, we naturally become the nurturers, I believe.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
it does it when you think of those, you do go by default and you think, oh yes, women.
Yes, there's a tendency for us to have that default
Yeah.
setting. Women are the nurturers and men the providers. But what you're saying is there are these energies that exist and we can tap into. So for instance, we talk about women, I think, who have alpha
Yes.
traits, right?
Yes. So
So
the
things like that.
masculine energy, so the natural masculine confidence, inner strength, protection, responsibility, courage, discipline. You know, these are more stronger words. You see the difference? Like
Yes, I do.
assertive. They, you know, they are giving. They're expansive. They're outward. You know, they that is the energy that we give. And again, there are women that have that more dominant side of them, of that energy.
Very true.
And for me, I remember when we've had many conversations, and I know I have a more of a feminine energy dominance than my male energy, where and that is where I personally have struggled with business. Because as much as, you know, do you remember we've had so many conversations of starting different businesses over the years and how we have done, but I didn't understand that I didn't because I didn't understand energies, I didn't bring my masculine energy into it. So I didn't bring that the clarity and the directiveness and the doing right. We just got to get this done. We've got to set up this and that. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, I want to have a business and it's going to be beautiful. And
softer side of the business.
right. And yes, you know, I want this and I want that. Oh no, not to worry. You know, and I got somewhere, but I didn't get there fast. I'll be honest. I didn't get there fast because I was more of the creative side of that. What are my brand colors? Like straight away, like, oh, you know, like, okay, yeah, but what's the 5-year plan? You know, how are we going to implement this? What do we, who do we need to contact? Who can we make this happen? Like, I don't, that is not my dominant energy. So, and that's now where I am. This is where I'm understanding both sides. And I'm learning
Very
to have a
important.
balance of those two.
Exactly, a balance, like the yin and the yang kind
Yang,
of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
I definitely feel you with that. Now, how you say you've been helping women, perhaps even before you realized you gave yourself or you life coach, et cetera. So you've been helping women along their journey, maybe informally. How long were you doing that? When did you realize, okay, light bulb has gone off in my head? I think this is something. This is actually something I can be, I can do, because that realization point can be quite critical as well.
Yeah, so if I start my journey, if I tell you about my journey, then you will start to emerge the patterns. So by default, I started in a career of customer service, so again, helping. Done that for years. If you remember, I was at the airport, so I was done that for a core part of my career life before kids. Traveled the world with that, and it was amazing. So I was always that giving nature. I knew that about myself. Had children and life changes, right? So I knew I still needed to work, but what could I do to still support the family and still be at home with my child? So I took up childminding. So from childminding, as you obviously know,
Yes.
I'm helping mothers and parents, no parents, look after their children while they're able to work.
Yes.
So again, that was me giving and helping. And in the area I did live in, majority of clients I had were single parents. So I would extend my hours, to suit, or it could be earlier, it could be later, because I wanted to able to help, not just the box standard 9 to 5. So that was firstly the thing I did, what I noticed. Also in my Buddhist practice, I was made a women's leader. So again, supporting the local ladies in my area. So helping them through their life, trials and tribulations of life, supporting them, giving them guidance, going to their home, etc. So again, helping with the women.
There's a theme, there's a theme, yes.
There's a theme, exactly.
Yeah.
Life took on a different turn. We were due to move abroad. And I thought, okay.
Where were you
And
moving
we
to?
were going to move to Congo.
Okay, something we didn't say is that,
Oh, yes.
yeah, Denise is her heritage, cultural heritage is
Jamaican.
Jamaica, but British born, raised, and married to my brother, Dre, who's
Yep.
part Congolese and part Togolese. Yes? Am I
An
right?
Ivorian. An
And
Ivorian.
Ivorian as well. Just,
Yes.
it's an amazing, amazing, of all these different cultures. So that's very important to get in
Yeah.
there. Okay, carry on, please.
So yeah, we were going to move to Congo. So again, what could I do while I was there? I didn't speak French. It's still the shame. We've been together 15 years and I still don't speak it.
That's
So,
fine. Never too late. Parlez-vous
and
français?
so again, what could I do that didn't necessarily require me to speak the language? And I decided to take a little mini course on with beauty. So I done a beauty course, fell in love with it, and continued all the way to level 3. So I done massage and laser and all this wonderful stuff again with women, and majority was women.
Yes.
As life went on, unfortunately, we was unable to move. Certain things happened, and we decided, okay, that's not going to happen for us at this time. So I continued with the beauty and I set up a business serving beautiful women, doing massages and pampering them, basically making them feel good.
Yes.
And I still, to a degree, do that. So I only do the massage because I incorporate healing with that. But so going from that, I enjoyed it. But as life goes and being self-employed, there's peaks and troughs.
Of course.
So had to put that to a side and then had to get a 9 to 5 to continue, keeping the family afloat. But this is the thing, because when you're not following your true purpose and doing something you love, you're in conflict. You
Honestly,
start
yeah.
to hate work, or you find default, or things happen, and office politics, and things like that. So, yes.
Little things start to niggle at you and get to you.
Absolutely. And I won't lie, there was a pattern. So that started happening. I would get to a certain point in a job and like, oh, this is not good. I'm not enjoying this, etc., etc. I'm gonna leave. And I would find something else because I needed to work. And then the pattern kept happening. But it came to my last permanent job where I was again helping, always helping. I was in a customer
Always
or in a
helping.
customer service
Giving.
role, and I was working for a construction company, and I was on the customer service where people would call in about their homes, if there was leaks, if there, et cetera, et cetera. Now, my nature, I want to fix you, I want to help you. Now, the frustrating part was, in what I learned with the construction world, things didn't go as quick. So leaks could go on for so long, and you know, it's your home, it's
True.
distressing. I would then start taking these things home.
Taking the baggage of
Yes.
work home,
The emotional
emotional
baggage.
baggage.
And so, for example, a weekend and it would pour in with rain. This is just a small example. I would be thinking, oh my goodness, on Monday, I know that X from number X would be calling me. I know, you know, this is going to be happening. And I'd be ready going through the process and the emotions and the feelings before I even got to work. So this continued for a while. And that's where I had, it's hard for me to honestly to say the words, but I had a breakdown at work. It was just like, I can't deal.
Let's talk about it. These
It's
things
yeah,
happen. It
it
happens.
happened.
Happens best of
So
us,
it got
yeah.
to a point where, yes, I had a breakdown. I've never cried. I just cried so much in front of my director, and I knew once I started, I just couldn't stop. So that's when I called the doctors. I had was signed off. And I was able to take some time out from work, which was
No,
really for
mental
mental
health.
health. It was
Good.
really needed. There was great support given. They had teams to help us and to help me, and it was amazing. It was a great time to be there. Well, to be not to be there, but you know, it was a great time that I was supported so well.
But yes, exactly.
So during that time, I was like, okay, and you know, my husband, he was like, okay, D, you know, we've seen that, you know, as men, he's clear, focused, he's got the clarity. He was
Yes.
like, I'm seeing.
But women
We do, women too, women too. He was like, okay, we are seeing some patterns. What do you want to do? Like, what's going to make you happy? And I knew, so that's when I had to really bring my masculine energy out and understand, okay, what do you want to do? Let's get focused now. What do you really want, and what is your purpose? And that's when I done a timeline. That's when I wrote and journaled, and what have I been doing? What's the pattern? What's the theme here? And as every listener can probably hear now, it is helping women to the best to become the best of their ability. Me helping looking after the child was able for them to go out and have the peace of mind that their child is okay, and et cetera, et cetera. So this is what I done. So I was like, right, I'm going to do that. So I first, you know, I branded myself as a life coach, and that was fine. But through my own developing and understanding, I knew that I wanted to bring in the spirituality of it. And so that's how that's developed. I've again, as you know me well, you've always known that I've been into my prayers. I do my
Meditation.
meditation. I enrolled and I did a course in angelic Reiki. Again, that's energy healing. I'm really building my intuition, and learning,
Very
which is very
powerful.
powerful, and it's absolutely amazing. I'm so happy, so happy.
It sounds it. You sound it.
I
You
am.
know, and that was it. You know, that's. It, so many people can probably relate to what you're going through. I've been through the same thing where you just feel like, what am I doing? Like, where am I heading to? How do I live my best life, so to speak? And yes, it's a trajectory. It won't be straight linear. It'll be down sometimes, up, you know, and then you have these points, like you said, you had that point where you didn't snap per se, but you just had that, you know what, I just time out. I can't carry on like this. You know, you became vulnerable. And I think vulnerability, it sends a message that there's nothing wrong with being vulnerable as long as you're with the right
Absolutely.
people. Vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of humanity. And having the right support system, you were able to, you know, pull yourself back up again and find, okay, I know what I want to do. I want to be a spiritual life coach because I've been doing it all my life. It's not something you literally have been doing, coaching, supporting, nurturing all your life. So fine, I'll call it something and this is me. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. I
Thank
do.
you. Yes. So that is where I am. This is the mosaic piece has come all together and it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and just helping women see their potential is just a beautiful thing.
So you're helping women. Do you meet some women that are really broken? Like, you know, some people feel like, oh my gosh, I just can't go on. You know, this is just, you know, do you meet really like a whole
Range of ladies?
Different
levels. Okay. I've got ladies that just want to really express their sexual energy. They want to feel sexy for their husbands or their partners. I teach them it's about feeling sexy for yourself. Let's be very, very clear. As much as we want to do these things for our partners, we have to first want to do it for ourselves.
Body confidence, inner confidence. Yes, it has to. Yes, I can relate. Yes.
Yeah, because that's where you can easily be crushed. If you are doing it for someone else and then they turn around and say, oh, I don't like that, or they leave, you're crushed.
For something completely. Yes, that's so true. That is so true. And this is a big problem now. You know, this generation we have now, which is this digital age we're living in, where there's so much focus on the external. It's about the way we look. And I love social media because this platform is social media, but there are some ugly sides. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, you know, I can imagine a lot of your work just trying to kind of undo damage caused by, you know, people who maybe aren't confident in themselves, and they're bombarded with so-called images of what beauty should be or what the norm should be. And it's about breaking all that. There's no mold. We are all each uniquely and individually made.
Individually beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah. I wish society would promote individuality a bit more in this, from a beauty point of view. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great to have a collective thought and one voice, but I think it would be nice to really, really promote that. Oh yeah, I'm unique, and there's no one else like me, and that's what's great about me. But we don't get that. It's and all this, you know, the stuff with not having enough representation in media as well. I don't know if you think that's had any impact too. I'm sure you see a host of women. It's not just Black women you see, I'm sure you see a whole host of different women. And everyone has issues. No one is, we're all kind of going through something.
Absolutely.
We're all more connected than we are, you know, divided.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, as you said, it's not just Black women I coach. I coach women.
Full stop.
But in regards to what you were saying about beauty and imagery, we have daughters. So this, for me, is very, very important.
Yes.
Even to the simplest thing of buying a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
I'll happily buy Barbie, inverted commas, you know, and buy her. But as also, we will be getting a Black doll.
Yes.
Because I want her to see that Barbie can be Black too. It doesn't have to be this blonde hair, slim nose, etc. The Barbie we've got, she is beautiful. She's got some hips. She's got some thighs. She's looking good.
There's even Barbie in the wheelchair now. There's less able-bodied Barbie. Yeah.
And that needs to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, and for us here in the UK, there's some parts of the where we live is not doesn't have as many Black people around here than some other areas. So again, the representation at the school or in our area can be
disproportionate,
yes. So again, for my daughter, why can't I wear my hair down? I want to have a fringe. I wouldn't have to do a hair, and as you know, doing the girl's hair is a task. The prep. Why can't you just do it like this, or why can't I wear it like that? I have to explain. And you know, there has been moments where she said, "Well, I just want my friend hair like my friends."
Oh, bless her. Oh, yeah.
And then, but explaining that, And again, I am thankful. I like to wear my hair natural anyway.
Yes.
So
yes, you've always been.
Yeah. And so I will wear my hair out, you know,
because that's what they see. It, you know,
that's what they see.
That's what they see.
Mm. So she's learning and understanding the love for her hair.
Oh.
And we all comment on her hair, how beautiful it is. And when she wants to wear it out, we wear it out.
Mm.
Not for school,
because
but just because. But yeah, it's just, again, learning representation. And she looks, the children, they look to their mums. They look to their dads, of course, absolutely. But for looks wise, they see what mummy does.
They see what mummy does, truly.
They see what mummy does.
Yeah, they do.
Like, it was my daughter's birthday yesterday, and she wanted to put lipstick on. And I let her. I was like, she goes, can I have this one? Because you have lots of them, you know? So she put on a bit of lipstick, and it was just lovely, because that's what she sees, and why not?
And why not? It's her birthday, after all. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the representation is so important. And, you know, for us women and nurturing these beautiful Black princesses coming up behind us, like, that confidence, I think we have to be pretty intentional. I'm finding it may sound cliche, but we have to be super intentional about. And then, to be honest, we are all in some way life coaches, because we've got these kids. We're coaching them for real life.
Absolutely,
that's one aspect of it. Anyway, you know, it's gosh, it's
just, absolutely. And with me being a life coach, it's great, because I'm always telling, always writing affirmations down.
Oh yeah, I
get them to write affirmations.
Yes,
decorations. You know,
yes, yes.
And then we go into when my son's angry, I'm like, okay, let's do our breathing.
Mm.
What color is this anger? Mm. Like, focus on that. And he tells me the textures and the color of the anger that he's feeling.
Oh, wow.
And then it's like, okay, so let's breathe through that. Let's feel that, take that in, and let's breathe out that color, that texture. Let's breathe that out. Visualize breathing that out, you know?
Wow.
And then come back again. Okay, has it changed color? If it has, great. What color is that? Sometimes, you know, no, it hasn't, and it's there and it's getting bigger. Okay. You know, but I want to talk
chills.
About it.
I just got chilled,
yeah.
Because you are raising a next generation young, proud, British with African heritage boy that will be able to express himself in ways maybe better than, say, his dad, his granddad, etc., etc. You know,
yeah. That
expression, you know, because I wouldn't have thought of that anger and the colors. Okay, talk about it, because I think that's one of the issues that plagues, well, here back in Africa, Nigeria, there's so much. Maybe I wouldn't exaggerate it that much, but there is issues with not talking about things that have happened in the past that affect the way we have relationships. To there's issues with, you know, just, you know, the kind of marriages, partnerships that are all over the place. Why is dysfunction reigning? So when you now come out and you say, you know, you're doing this very nurturing, giving, you've lived a life of nurturing and giving, and this is what you are dedicated to. You are a spiritual life coach. You help women find themselves. We need more people like that. You know, we focus so much on the doctors, the professionals, the lawyer. We don't hear enough about people saying, okay, I want to go into life coaching. Why? How do we get more people to follow a very, very noble and dignified path into life coaching? How are you thinking about, you know, maybe rallying more women like yourself, so there's a network? Like, in Nigeria, we're obsessed with associations and bodies. But in a way, it's a good thing, because it tells you, oh, I'm over here, I'm here, I'm in that part of the country, I'm here. So, I mean, what you're doing is phenomenal, because you're supporting society, you're playing a support role to people. So you're helping the mothers get on with their lives, you're helping the mothers you know, manage their careers, because you're looking after that side of them, that doesn't get looked after anywhere else. Okay, fine. The spiritual side, yes, we all have our private faith that we practice, but I believe in community. I believe we're all put on this earth to commune. Yeah. So unless you literally are a monk or a nun, no one's an island. So we really have to rely on each other for that support. So what are you going to do about, you know, will you think, are you thinking about maybe starting a group of people like yourself? How are you accessible? That's another thing. I'm sure people may even want to, you know, connect with you. How can they connect with Denise Bakker? How can I reach you?
So that to that point, yes, you can reach me on all socials. It's denisebakker.com.
Okay, great.
With Instagram, I wasn't able to get the .com, but I've got the underscore com. So denisebakker_com.
That's B-A-K-A for everybody listening. That's Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Bakker, B-A-K-A. Okay. Got it.
And my website is my name, denisebakker.com. In regards to bringing everyone together, that's a very good question. I've thought of it, but I haven't actually done anything, if I am honest. Things I have done, I've joined Facebook groups with like-minded coaches. I have my own Facebook group called the Spiritual Circle, which I'm cultivating now to have more of a more intimate setting for women who want to express their femininity and talk about it in a more intimate setting. But yeah, to find and women that are similar fields to me and doing the same thing, I haven't done that yet. So that, for me, thank you, is something that I definitely need to action.
That's your chat.
Put out there. Yeah, absolutely. Because we can learn from each other.
Oh, yeah.
And support each other. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
And then you've got ground to cover because, I mean, you do. I mean, we're all at home at the moment. Everybody's at home, staying safe. But when things open up later on, hopefully, you know, there might be some, you know, on the road shows you might want to do, explore other parts of the country, because people, like, I guess not everybody connects online so well.
Yeah.
Some do, but maybe not others. So
yeah,
some of your circles would you think about going back to physical circles when things are safe enough to do?
Absolutely. Before the lockdown and before everything for COVID came about, I was organizing with my sister because she does finance. We were organizing to have events monthly, one to talk about the abundance of money and the spiritual side of it.
Nice.
But also her talking about the practical sides of it.
Nice.
And giving tips and so forth. And again, intimate setting, we envisioned cushions, you know, doing a light meditation to get us into the space, you know, and then we talking about these things. So we were on the verge of wanting to set that up, but so forth, that happened.
Yeah, but you know what, COVID, I feel like this today, I had this thought that, you know what, maybe COVID didn't give, maybe COVID wasn't, I mean, I am very thoughtful and conscious about all the people who passed away from COVID, and may their souls rest in peace. But to those of us who are still here and have an opportunity to reset, you know, let their deaths not be in vain. Let us make this world better than pre-COVID sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm beginning to look at COVID with a different lens now. Maybe we just need to reset and do things differently. Live a more sustainable life, tap into the inner divine self, just like you've talked about. Very important. It's something that I think I'm also going to start doing more often, because the way we were living before, I can't really say that was the way. I can't really say that, oh yeah, it was so great. And it was, no, I it's time to reset, definitely. So with what you're doing, I'm sure there'll be some hard to reach people who maybe were cut off during this online, you know, this totally online period. So maybe, you know, that, yeah, going back to or having a combination of the physical and online circle settings would be great, because the UK is a big place, and to go around, you know, I can just see you now, Denise, just, you know, your charm and your smile, you know, going to other parts of the country with this message and teaching other women, helping to heal other women. It's a big thing, and the journey you're on, it's a blessed journey. And you know, I'm happy to have you on, just talking about all
Thank
this,
because so
we
much.
Don't talk about these things enough. We tend to, even I used to focus so much on, you know, go, the entrepreneurship stuff, and, you know, running a business, but we don't talk about, but running our bodies. We need to run these bodies. We need to fuel these bodies with the right energy and things like that. So
this is it. And it's so important, like, food, everything you put in into your body is so important. With the words, the food, the drink, like, these things help raise your vibrations.
Yes.
So just for a really small example, so you're not feeling great, feeling like, oh, put on weight again, you know, or just using that for example. And because we're in that space, we probably want to comfort eat. Who hasn't done it? I'm feeling big, or I just feel like I've put on weight personally. Me. Instead of like, okay, yeah, let me go and have a salad. I'm like, you know what? Let me go and have some McDonald's. Just that one last treat. I want to feel good. that's me, like, and well, before, and I'd be like, and then afterwards you're like, oh my gosh, what did I do that for? And then you just sometimes we just,
what did I do that for?
Because you didn't feel great about it afterwards. You felt great at that moment. The whole, oh, that was good, but afterwards you were like, you reflect, me like, oh, why did I do that? Okay, I need to do better. But you, because we haven't really actively been present to say, okay, let's stop, let's just stop a minute, let's see, why am I doing that, what's going on around me that's making me think that way, you know? And again, it brings it back to, sorry, I do go off into one, it does take me back to,
please, it's normal.
It takes me back to society, for example. You know, you see certain things in magazines, you see how they look and think, and there's, and you know, the snapback after babies.
Oh, the snapback, Jen. That whole period was just ridiculous. Like, it was so ridiculous. Even I succumbed to the snapback thing, because you put these pressures on yourself and you're wondering why am I doing this
for? Who is
medal or some kind of prize? No one gave me a prize, and I almost killed myself just trying to get back into shape after my last born. But hey, it's you live and you learn,
but it's
right?
About then looking at those things and the why are you actually doing that, you know? Because there is nothing wrong with having a takeaway and, you know, having a cheeky burger or whatever, or, you know, just enjoying. But it is about your mindset. I suppose that's the point I'm trying to make. It is about your mindset of why, do you feel you need to keep doing that, and then really beating yourself up about it for doing it.
Right. Just take the lesson. Take the lesson. There's a lesson to be learned. Don't beat yourself up. Just like you said, don't beat yourself up. Just take the lesson and then move on. Right. That's that makes a lot of sense. Wow. I mean, it's just so, it's so nice. Maybe you have always been in the zone, but myself, I'm sure other listeners can relate. We're becoming more in tune. We're slowing down to pay attention to things that previously you just brush it off. Keep it moving, you know. I've learned a lot from you. I really have, because you know you see what your mates are doing, you think, oh yeah, that's nice, but then you don't really take time to really understand. And that's another thing we don't really tend to do very much, take time to understand how we are all connected. And definitely, we need more life coaches. We need more spiritual life coaches, without a doubt. It's just, it's something that we should just all have. It's a very of our lives that we really don't pay enough attention to. It's almost like trying to drive a car round and round, and you forget to put the oil in and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And women, like you said, we're phenomenal. Men are phenomenal too. It's not about, one sex
Who
better
is,
than the other, but I think it's time to just, begin to address a lot of the things that we haven't really been looking at. We love that tapping into our inner feminine. We lost all that. I certainly didn't have that growing up, and not because, there was any malice. It wasn't really done then. I hope this is going to stir, maybe the new next generation of parents or parents now to begin to, teach their daughters, hey, do you know you have this amazing being within you? And, you just have to try and nurture it. I mean, for the boys too, I think all sexes need to be nurtured. Our boys and our girls need to be nurtured to tap into that inner conscious, that inner self.
Yes,
Yeah, very.
and learn from young to have to balance both energies, to have them, the yin and the yang, to know when to be active and have clarity and, that time of protection and inner strength, but yet to know when you need to be nurturing and have tenderness and kindness,
Yes.
in that moment and when you need it, and know to when to bring it forward. Not just
Yes.
always go on the dominant side of, well, that's what I
Yeah.
am,
Yes. Yes. And it go and it, and I've heard this a lot where it says, let's teach our sons to be more nurturing. Let's teach our women to be more assertive. So that way, it just everything kind of becomes more balanced. Let's teach girls to be more assertive. Let's teach our nurturing to be more caring and compassionate. Yeah, I think, look, it's a journey. It's a journey of, we're all in this together, so to speak. Everybody wants to see a better future than what it has been. I just hope that more and more and more people can crop up like yourself that are actually paying attention to this nurturing of the inner divine. It's very important. I've learned a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, and I really think I need to actually check out my first lesson. So I'm going to challenge myself to that. That'll be my call to action, that you know what,
Yes.
just try just check in to your inner divine. Have a lesson with Denise, book a lesson, or you know what, I might even sponsor one lesson. In fact, that's what I might just do. So yeah, I think
Beautiful.
I'll do that. I'll sponsor one listener to a session with Denise. So you know where to find me. Just send me an email, Beverly at onyejianya.com. That's onyejianya.com. Beverly, Beverly. So just send me brief email about why you think you deserve to have a set. And yeah, I think that's my way of also paying it forward. So I'm gonna do that. So I'm gonna do that. Yes. As my way of supporting. But it's been really, really lovely, Denise. Just calming as always, as it always is, calming and lightning. And yeah,
Thank
I look forward to you coming again so we can delve deeper. I mean, this was like a general intro today. I'm sure there's a lot more that we can learn from you.
Absolutely.
So
Anyone
much.
has any questions,
Yeah. They
feel
know
free
how to
to
read.
email you. Yeah. And my email is hello@denisebecker.com, or if you comment on any platform where you're